Cancer cells are different in mechanical properties, okay? Because the cancer cells are your cells that in one moment they decide for whatever reason to grow faster and faster. So there are many different things on a cancer cell that are different from a normal cell. So what I'm looking for is to this difference and selecting them, studying them. And what I'm doing is these nanoparticles will only go to this type of cells, not to the other ones. So that's the way of making it only selective to cancer cells. But it will not be that I'm directing the drug delivery system just towards that. They will go on this on his own, like a passive mechanism. They will be all around our body, but they will only go to cancer cells because to the rest, they will be impossible to go in. So you see, that's what we are working on that. Naturally, they don't go in, only when they are cancer cells. The mechanism that I'm working is this nanoparticle, when it's a cancer cell, it will go in. And what happens when it's going to be in? Immediately, because I'm not just targeting the cancer cell by itself. The target is a protein that is on the cancer cells, okay? So when the nanoparticle will go in the cancer cell, the drugs will be liberated where the protein is. So basically, it's a normal chemotherapy, but direct on to cancer cells. So it's not to cure the cancer, because cancer is a complex problem, okay? But it's to make chemotherapy much more efficient and not having secondary effects. You don't want the drug all over your body. You want acting as close as possible to the tumor. So it's going to be a conventional chemotherapy, but direct to cancer cells. It will reduce the secondary effects, which sometimes are even worse than the tumor problems.